defending the truth of the gospel because truth matters. This is the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Your host for the Bible Answer Man is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. To find out more about the program, Hank Hanegraaff, or other highly recommended resources to be better equipped with answers, go to www.equip.org. To join us on air to ask Hank a question, call 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. And now, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Don't know how many questions we're going to get to today because we have a special guest joining us, Dr. Paul Nelson. He is currently a fellow of the Discovery Institute and an adjunct professor in the MA program in Science and Religion at Biola University. Before we get to Dr. Nelson, I want to talk for a moment about Metamorphoses, the DVD that we're going to be featuring. It is available. You may want to get multiple copies for family members and friends. I call it ultimate proof for the existence of a divine creator. You've got to see it to believe it. It is simply stunning. Ask yourself this question. Is it possible for a protein molecule to come into existence by chance? Evolutionary theory concerning how the first organized form of primitive life evolved hardly corresponds to reality. There is not the slightest evidence for an evolutionary sequence amongst the unimaginably varied cells extant on the planet. No living system, in fact, can rightly be called primitive with respect to any other. Consider, for example, that life at bare minimum demands no less than 250 different kinds of protein molecules. And giving the evolutionary process every possible concession, the probability of arranging a simple protein molecule by chance is estimated to be 1 chance in 10 to the 161st power. In other words, a 10 followed by 160 zeros. For a frame of reference, consider the fact that there are only 10 to the 80th subatomic particles in the entire known universe. And if, in time, a protein molecule were eventually formed by chance, forming a second one would be infinitely more difficult. And therefore, the science of statistical probability demonstrates that forming a protein molecule by random processes is not only improbable, it is indeed impossible. And forming a fertilized monarch egg is beyond illustration. A monarch, of course, literally lies hundreds of eggs during an all too brief sojourn on Earth. The eggs, of course, are just majestic. They're like miniature cathedrals embedded in a sea of green. Not just any green. If a monarch chooses the wrong green, the emerging caterpillar will surely die. Caterpillars that eventually become butterflies are a very difficult thing to explain away. You have to ultimately ask yourself, does the evolutionary paradigm stand in an age of scientific enlightenment? And it's one thing to preach the message. It's another thing to see the DVD. You see the DVD, and you immediately realize just how improbable, indeed impossible, the evolutionary paradigm is in an age of scientific enlightenment, and how true the words of Scripture are. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Again, Metamorphoses, for your gift to the ministry, you can check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or as always, just pick up the telephone, talk to our resource consultants, 888-7000. and the letters CRI. Joining me now, Dr. Paul Nelson. He's been on the broadcast a number of times this month, and we've been talking about metamorphoses. Dr. Nelson, good to have you with us again.
Thanks so much for having me back.
Well, you are a hit with our audience. I love the way you communicate, and so does our audience. And of course, the issue of origins, I mean, this is a foundational issue for Christians to get right. I've said many times on the broadcast how one views their origins ultimately will determine how they live their life. If you think you're a function of random chance that you arose from the primordial slime, you're going to live your life by a different standard than if you know you're created in the image of God and accountable to Him.
You're right, Hank. It's a central question. Years ago, Phil Johnson would say, in his mind, it really is the central question. If someone doesn't take creation seriously, that is, that they are a creature, they are the object that depends on a supreme intellect, then there's really no reason to open the Bible. So I think the Christian perspective really is anchored in our understanding that we are, in fact, created objects designed by a master intellect who knew our beginning and who knows our end.
The implausibility of philosophical naturalism in an age of scientific enlightenment. I mean, ultimately, a philosophical naturalist has to say that nothing produced everything, that life comes from non-life, and the life that comes from non-life produced morals. It seems an incredible position to hold, and particularly when you look at the universe of irreducible complexity and biological systems, you have to say, there's a God.
I agree. And for many people, I think they don't quite realize that philosophical naturalism actually, given its head, let it off the leash, so to speak, will dissolve away their own first-person awareness, their own consciousness. I was lecturing last year at Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff, and after the lecture, a young woman came up to me, and she said, I like what you had to say, but I still don't believe in God. And I said to her, well, do you believe in yourself? Meaning, do you believe that when you send an email, that when you write a term paper, that when you leave a note for a friend, that you're bringing something into the world, a pattern that can only really be explained by your agency? I said to her, you are unique. There's no one who can substitute for you. Your desires, your goals, your sense of humor, your particular tastes, your agency, the reality of you, is something that you need to take seriously. Don't let naturalism dissolve it away into particles in the void. And then she paused, because most people are not willing to give up their own agency. They know it's real. They know when they sit down at a restaurant menu that they're the ones choosing between the salmon and the steak, not nature, not physics. So I think naturalism ultimately is a self-refuting philosophy, and it's time to give a richer perspective, namely intelligent design, a chance at the evidence.
You're a leader in the intelligent design movement, and intelligent design has been ridiculed roundly, but fair to say, from your perspective, that you're doing open-minded science where you're allowing the facts to lead wherever they will?
I think that's exactly right. I've been lecturing over the past 10 days around the country, Oklahoma University, SMU, and Fullerton, California. And one of the things that we say to audiences is that science has nothing to fear from intelligent design. Everything that God made that's out there to be discovered is still there to be discovered. Every natural regularity, every process, it's all there waiting to be found. But intelligent design brings to the table something additional, something powerful, and that is agency. Ordinarily, in human explanation, we don't collapse intelligence into the natural. We distinguish between the two because intelligence can bring about effects that a natural process cannot. So once a scientist sees that, I think they can get over their fear of intelligent design and see that it actually makes science more powerful. And I think in time that view will become more common.
If you hold to philosophical naturalism, if you think that everything has to be explained by purely natural processes, then you end up with fatalistic determinism, because now everything in the world is determined on the basis of brain chemistry and genetics, and therefore you have no choice. That seems to be a very significant problem that a naturalist has to face head on.
You're right again. And in fact, there are naturalists now, philosophical naturalists, who are, for instance, calling into question the structure of our legal system. They're arguing that notions of moral responsibility embedded in the Western legal tradition, embedded in our common law, embedded in the founding documents of this country, that those notions have to be reconsidered in the light of naturalism, because, as you said, there's physical determinism acting and nothing else. There is nothing else. It's not merely speculative. I've seen papers quite recently and work from major evolutionary biologists saying we need to rethink our whole framework of moral responsibility. Our notions of right and wrong have got to be recast in evolutionary terms. I've often said to people, though, the last person you want to live next door to is a consistent philosophical naturalist. That worldview, when it's put into practice, makes everyone absolutely miserable. We've seen it in action in the 20th century.
So now, with all that you know, with your discipline, with the life that God has given you, you've chosen to invest yourself in a project called Metamorphosis. Why that particular project, and how can this really help us with this whole issue of origins and the opportunity to see through the veil that there is a God, that we are infinitely valuable, that we're created in the image of God, that we are not reproductions of Him, but reflections of Him, and we have purpose, meaning, and fulfillment to work out in our human existence?
Well, 18 months ago, when Ladd Allen, who's the lead producer at Illustra, approached me, he said, I want people to see these creatures, namely butterflies, for what they really are. And that made perfect sense to me. One problem that human beings have is we're too easily bored. We too easily forget what's around us. And the prodigies and the miracles of nature, of living things, even the simplest living thing, exhibits this. As you mentioned earlier, about 250 proteins at least for a functioning cell. What the movie helps to do, I think, is reawaken that sense of wonder that I think most people had when they were children, but then the busyness of daily life and preoccupations and simple boredom take over, and we become anesthetized almost to what's around us. And, you sit down with the film, and for 60 minutes, your attention is drawn to what these creatures really are. When I was in Oklahoma, happened to be standing outside, and here came a monarch flying by on its way to Mexico for the overwintering site. And I think now, having spent, a year and a half working on the film, I'll never take butterflies for granted again. So it has that effect of awakening the consciousness, awakening one's attention to the world that God made, in a way that the real wonder and mystery and beauty of that world can be seen. God wants the eyes of our heart to be open, not only to Him in His spiritual calling to us and His call for redemption, but also to appreciate the world that He made so that we don't take it for granted.
And your eyes will definitely be opened when you see Metamorphosis, the beauty and design of butterflies, from the Methuselah gene to their migration to Mexico to their death, as it were, and rebirth in a chrysalis, which we'll talk about a little bit after we come back from the break. This is a masterpiece of beauty and precision and design. As Dr. Nelson points out, you're going to watch this in the comfort of your home, but it will be transformational. It's hard to fully grasp how great this is unless you see it. You just got to take our word for it. We're trying to make you thirsty because this is something that will quench your thirst. It will satisfy you, and it will reach your family members, your friends, your neighbors, and that's what we're called to do. Always be ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within us with gentleness and with respect. Metamorphosis, the beauty and design of butterflies, is available to the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. Again, for your gift, check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or just write me, Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can always pick up the telephone, talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Do remember, this is a ministry that depends on your prayers and your financial support. Through you, we can touch the world, not only for time, but more importantly, for eternity. Right back in just a moment with more of Dr. Paul Nelson and Metamorphosis.
Butterflies are one of God's most amazing creatures. With their superbly engineered bodies, compound eyes made of thousands of individual lenses, wings covered with microscopic solar panels, and astonishing navigational systems, how could these extraordinary creatures come into being by blind, undirected processes? Metamorphosis, The Beauty and Design of Butterflies, an exciting documentary DVD from Illustra Media, explores their world like never before. Metamorphosis combines spectacular photography with advanced computer animation to not only give you insights into the wonders of nature, but see it filled with purpose that can only come from an intelligent designer. Order Metamorphosis on DVD for your gift to the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast will be right back in just a few moments.
Now more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the current issue of the Christian Research Journal.
Nancy Piercy addresses how the flawed worldview of secularism fails to explain human life and experience, how the hookup culture falls short of its promised liberation, and why biblical morality is not arbitrary in her article, Sex, Lies, and Secularism. William Dembski's article, Old Earth Creationism and the Fall, answers how Adam's sin could be responsible for the natural evil, including animal suffering and death, that preceded the fall. Other topics include a summary critique of Sam Harris's The Moral Landscape, What the Walking Dead Can Teach Pro-Lifers, a review of the film The Tree of Life, and much more.
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI, or go online to equip.org.
With the vast amount of information flooding the internet, how can you determine what's true? How can you be certain that what you're viewing is reliable? Well, equip.org is a safe haven with content you can trust. Content that has been well researched and designed to deepen your discernment skills and help equip you to defend the faith. At equip.org, you can search articles, books, and videos. Listen to the Bible Answer Man right from your computer. Or listen to an Ask Hank program where Hank takes just a few minutes to answer important questions about the Bible and Christianity. You can also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, read our blog, or receive special benefits by signing up for our weekly e-newsletter. Don't founder in the sea of misinformation. Make equip.org your homepage today. Again, the address is equip.org. Butterflies are one of God's most amazing creations. Their wonder and mystery has captivated children and scientists alike. With their superbly engineered bodies, compound eyes made of thousands of individual lenses, wings covered with microscopic solar panels, as well as a navigational system, how could these extraordinary creatures come into being by blind, undirected processes? Metamorphosis, The Beauty and Design of Butterflies, an exciting documentary DVD from Illustra Media, explores their world like never before. Metamorphosis combines spectacular photography with advanced computer animation to not only give you insights into the wonders of nature, but see it filled with purpose that can only come from an intelligent designer. Order Metamorphosis on DVD by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making and based on 2 decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken?, Hank counters the contentions of Bible critics and shows that belief in the Holy Scripture does not stem from wishful thinking. Rather, belief logically flows from an honest examination of the evidence. Order Has God Spoken? For your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Once again, here's the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff.
And I'm talking to Dr. Paul Nelson, who is featured in Metamorphosis, the product we desperately want to put into your hands because we know the blessing it will be in your life. Dr. Nelson is a fellow at the Discovery Institute, an adjunct professor in the MA program in Science and Religion at Biola University, and again featured in Metamorphosis, the DVD available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute, easiest way to order on the World Wide Web at equip.org. I have a story for you, Dr. Nelson. I was at a Green Bay Packer Carolina Panther football game last weekend.
Yeah.
And I was watching Cam Newton just light it up. He threw for 432 yards through the air, set another record, and I was mesmerized, and my wife kept tugging at my sleeve, Hank. I finally turned around, and there she was with the program, and a butterfly had actually landed on the program. And this sounds like a story that's very convenient for what we're talking about, but she had a camera with her and actually took a picture of it. The butterfly stayed there, posed for us, and I was quite frankly enamored by what we talked about on a previous program, the gratuitous beauty of that butterfly. That's not just for survival of the fittest, is it?
No, I think you're right. In fact, there are a number of biologists who, in the 20th century, never accepted the strictly Darwinian story. They said the mimicry, the precision, the whimsy, almost the sense of playfulness that we see in butterfly patterns, they said, goes beyond what's required for survival. Now, certainly, there are lines of evidence that indicate, for instance, that big eye spots on some butterflies, where the eye spot even has a little point of light that looks like a reflection on a watery surface, that can provide a startle. So a butterfly will quickly open its wings, and that eye spot will be seen by a predator, and it will back off. Or some butterflies have very, very brightly colored monarchs, for instance, with their orange and black pattern that indicates to predators, if you eat me, you'll be sick, sick as a dog, so to speak. It's funny, you can feed a baby or a juvenile blue jay a monarch. He will get very, very sick, and he'll never touch another monarch. So there are functional aspects to some of the patterns that we see, but what we see also does appear to go beyond that. And one of the things that I and other people at Discovery Institute hope to look into next year is this aspect of beauty that we see not just in butterflies, but for instance in tropical fish. One of my colleagues, Steve Meyer, was snorkeling in Hawaii years ago, and the tropical fish swimming all around him took his breath away by this same aspect of over-the-top splendor, gratuitous beauty that really seemed to be there for the sake of just delight and observation. This is a sense of nature that was present at the birth of Western science, and I think sadly was lost as a part as a consequence of the Darwinian worldview. And I hope that we can recover it. And frankly, I think many people feel it. They feel it in their soul, and they just need to acknowledge that it's not simply an aesthetic reaction, but there's real evidence there.
Beautifully said. This is typically a call-in broadcast, so just in interest of keeping with our mission, let me take a call. Ray, he's listening on Sirius XM 131 in Baltimore, Maryland. Hi, Ray.
Hi, how you doing, Hank?
You're on with Dr. Paul Nelson. Sorry.
That's okay. Hey, I just simply wanted to call in as a person who has viewed this video that wanted to say it was such a spectacular thing. I mean, it excited me so much. I just wanted to call and say thank you for your ministry. Thank you for this film. It's definitely an eye-opener. I mean, you can't say enough. And I'm not a scientist or a biologist. I'm just a Christian who loves the Lord. And if this doesn't blow your socks off, there's nothing out there that will do it for you anyway, because that's how great it is.
Well, thank you so much.
And that's all I wanted to say.
Well, thanks. And pass the word on. I think this is the kind of movie that a skeptic can watch, and there's power in the evidence. It's persuasive.
One of the things that we are excited about, of course, is the chrysalis. And in essence, the chrysalis, as we've talked about on the broadcast, is this casket in which a caterpillar actually experiences ruin and resurrection. So you see the constituent parts devolve into this mysterious molecular mixture. And then the unthinkable, you have eyes that once only distinguished between light and darkness transformed into these majestic orbs with a field of vision better than yours and mine, Dr. Nelson. And then you have wings. They appear as if by magic. And then you have this indescribably complex reproductive system that's not in the caterpillar. It emerges mysteriously. And then this straw-like proboscis that emerges and allows the resurrected to indulge in the nectar of a brand new life. So what emerges in that chrysalis really is, I mean, you got to see it to believe it, don't you?
You really do. It's a new creature. It's a new creature. And one of my colleagues who's featured in the film, a developmental biologist named Anne Gager, told an audience recently, she said, I can appreciate that this whole process at a scientific level for its intricate complexity. But she said, as a Christian, I see this also as a spiritual metaphor, that a Christian can feel free to say, God here is giving me, in this transformation, a little case study in what's going to happen to me at my own personal resurrection, that I will have a body and capabilities and powers and features that I never could have imagined as the lowly caterpillar, so to speak, that lived 70 years or 75 years in a physical body that was running downhill, as we all are, you know, in our fallen state. And I do think it's reasonable to say that God gives us in living systems, and especially in something like the transformation of a butterfly, hints and suggestions of His power and His power to recreate us as He will. And I'm certain that we're going to be standing there one day saying, did you think we would look like this? It's one of the reasons that we live with hope, because we know that we are going to be transformed.
Yeah, Christianity doesn't give us a peaceful way to come to terms with the maladies of life, but it does give us something far greater, the hope of resurrection.
That's right, and we know that our fallen state is temporary, that it will pass, and that we are going to be renewed. May I mention something that you alluded to just a moment ago that's quite remarkable? The proboscis is this long tube-like tongue that butterflies have to draw nectar up out of flowers. When they come out of the chrysalis, the proboscis is in two pieces. Well, think about it. Half a straw is not a straw. So, you know, in the time immediately after emerging, the butterfly has to carefully assemble that straw, put the two halves together. If you think about that from an evolutionary perspective, it's a real enigma. how did a structure ever evolve that had two halves, neither of which alone would function for its purpose? So I see clues everywhere of design, meaning this could only exist if there was an intelligence that foresaw what needed to be. And the butterfly has to have the behavior to know, I can't use this yet, I've got to put it together, I've got to assemble it. It's like something that comes from IKEA, you know, you got to get the tools out and put the thing together before it will work. Well, I have to tell you, Hank, I didn't know that 18 months ago. I must admit my knowledge of butterfly biology was pretty slender. And when I learned that, we went out to dinner, the producers and I, and I just said, guys, all by itself, that could be a movie. The proboscis of a butterfly.
You know, this is one of the things that I think so often we fail to recognize is that the incredible wisdom of God is displayed in what God has created. So we see his eternal power and divine nature in what has been made. And therefore, we are without excuse. And to some degree, you've alluded to the fact that we are in some sense blinded by the evolutionary glare and we can't see clearly anymore.
It is a glare. It's something that obscures our vision. And I think that Paul opening Romans with a clear statement that he makes there in Romans 1 to say that there's no person on this planet normal faculties, normal intellect, who will be able to say to God, you left me in the dark about your existence. Now, you can actively suppress the signal that God put into nature, and sin will do that. Sin can really deaden one's perception. But as I think about the world that God has made, from the lowest level all the way up to the cosmos itself, it proclaims his authorship. Without equivocation, it proclaims his authorship. And we're responsible to respond to that. You know, you can think about how people knew God's existence before there was any kind of written scripture. Well, his testimony was there in nature for them to see. Without mistake, Psalm 19 makes it very clear. Day-to-day pours forth speech. There is, if you will, a language of revelation, what's often called general revelation, before which we are responsible. And I think it's the responsibility of scientists in particular to acknowledge that. The last four chapters of Job also make this very clear. And as I said, sin can deaden your perception, but the message is still there.
What I love about Metamorphosis and the work that you've done with this film, along with Led Allen and Illustria, is that you're not cursing the darkness, you're building a lighthouse in the midst of the gathering storm. And that's what we're called to do. Pagans are going to exercise their job description, but this is a classic example of believers exercising their job description to be salt and light. As you point out, the problem is not that we do not have enough light. We have the light of creation. We have the light of conscience from within. But as Jesus pointed out, the real problem is this. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. What happens the moment you recognize God, you become accountable, and we don't want to be accountable. We want to live according to the dictates of our own will. But when we get a true valuation of things, and Metamorphosis can help you get a true valuation of things, everything changes, and then you start living not for mean earthly vanities, but for eternal verities. As glorious as a butterfly is, it pales by comparison to what we will experience in the new heaven, new earth, the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven, prepared as a bride, beautifully adorned for her husband. Metamorphosis, available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. Again, check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org. More with Dr. Paul Nelson on the other side of the break. You don't want to miss it. We've got some real interesting stuff coming up.
The Christian Research Institute's website, equip.org, is loaded with free resources you can download anytime. Do a keyword search and find a host of articles on your topic. Listen to a 3-minute Ask Hank program. Watch videos, order books, or stream the Bible Answer Man broadcast right on your computer.
You can also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, read our blog, or connect with us by signing up for our e-newsletter. If you're looking for a place to sharpen your discernment skills, log on to equip.org today. The Bible Answer Man with Hank Hanegraaff will be right back. Breaking the code of the Book of Revelation has become an international obsession. The result has been rampant misreading of Scripture, bad theology, and even bad politics and foreign policy. In the Apocalypse Code, find out what the Bible really says about the end times and why it matters today. Hank Hanegraaff argues that the key to understanding the last book of the Bible is the other 65 books of the Bible, not current events or recent history. The Apocalypse Code offers sane answers to some very controversial questions, such as, what does it mean to take the book of Revelation literally? Who are the Antichrist and the Great Whore of Babylon? And what is the real meaning of 666? Order The Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff today. Available in softcover, MP3 CD, or MP3 download from equip.org. Or call 888-7000-CRI.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions, such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to the subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making, and based on two decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken? From the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Breaking the code of the Book of Revelation has become an international obsession. The result has been rampant misreading of Scripture, bad theology, and even bad politics and foreign policy. Hank Hanegraaff contends that the key to understanding the last book of the Bible is the other 65 books of the Bible, not current events or recent history. The Apocalypse Code offers sane answers to some very controversial questions, such as, what does it mean to take the book of Revelation literally? Who is the Antichrist? And what is the real meaning of 666? Order The Apocalypse Code by Hank Hanegraaff today. Available in softcover, MP3 CD, or MP3 download from equip.org or call 888-7000-CRI. Once again, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And we only have one segment left with Dr. Paul Nelson as we talk about metamorphoses. It's the mystery of the monarch. And I want to go back to basics here, because when we talk about the mystery of the monarch, we are not only talking about metamorphoses, but we're talking about a unique species of monarchs, as it were. In other words, a unique category of monarchs that have a Methuselah gene, and they make this migratory trip from places like Maine and Minnesota and Michigan to a mountain range in Mexico. We've talked about it on the broadcast before, but this is, in essence, a mysterious trek that seems to boggle the mind when you really start to get into the details.
This is another case where I knew dimly in the back of my mind I'd heard about this, but I did not appreciate just how amazing it is that this little insect, less than an ounce, is going to fly 2,500 miles south to a place it's never been, where its great-grandparents were, 50 miles a day, sometimes over very large bodies of water like the Gulf of Mexico, to end up in some cases in the same trees that its ancestors occupied the previous year. And this generation lives nine times as long as its parents, so up to 9 months of life, hence the name Methuselah generation. In fact, it looks as if, out of all the species of butterflies in the world, only the North American monarch east of the Rockies does this, makes this incredible migration. It's a story that is in the middle part of the film that I think should, again, awaken people to the magic, to the wonder of these living things. I feel privileged that we in North America can experience this, can see it happen. So if you're driving around, you're in southern United States, middle United States, and you see a monarch fly by, the odds are good that little creature is making a long trek down to the mountains outside Mexico City.
So do they have some kind of a GPS system built into their anatomies?
Multiple. They have multiple systems. For instance, there's a row of photoreceptors on the upper edge of their compound eye that are tuned to detect polarized light. This is important because many days they're going to be traveling and it's going to be cloudy, but polarized light will still get through to them and they can orient with that even if they can't see the sun. Most of the time they'll be traveling with a sun compass, but here's the amazing fact, or one of a long list of amazing facts about the sun compass. The sun rises, as everyone knows, in the east, travels through the southern sky and sets in the west. It's moving the whole day. If monarchs were following the movement of the sun, they would end up flying in the wrong direction. But they have an internal clock. It's called a time-compensated sun compass that allows them to know that as the sun is moving, they have to constantly be adjusting their position. This has been tested by a group at the University of Massachusetts, and they frankly were astonished at how sophisticated this internal GPS was. And then they seem to have a system that as they approach their site in Mexico, uses tiny minerals of magnetite in cells near the base of their wing that help them make the last turn they need to make to descend into these forests of Oyamel firs nearly 2 kilometers above sea level. So they're quite high in these mountains. So it's a multiplicity of systems, several, that jointly work together to get them from Maine or Minnesota all the way down there to Mexico. It's something that I'm learning more about all the time. And frankly, the more I look, the more astonishing it is.
And that's exactly the word I use for metamorphosis, the beauty and design of butterflies. It is simply astonishing. Produced by Illustra Media, available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. For your gift, you can order online at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As always, pick up the phone, talk to our resource consultants, 888-7000-CRI. I want to ask you a broader question here, and that is with respect to the state of the intelligent design movement. I know that you face real challenges. It's one thing to have a sympathetic voice, someone that admires you in a broadcast like this, interview you, but in the real world, you sometimes face real difficult circumstances because of the path that you have chosen in faithfulness to the commission of God?
Well, we saw that in action. Ann Gager and I were at Oklahoma University and SMU, and we faced intense opposition at both places. But here's something that ought to encourage you and also your listeners. Bill Dembski often says, the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is indifference. And I would much rather go into a university auditorium and find it packed with people who are straining like terriers on a leash to ask their question. When we finally were kicked out by building security at Oklahoma, there were still five people standing in line at the microphone to ask their questions. And that group surrounded us, went outside into the courtyard outside the theater, and talked until 11 p.m. They cared passionately about the topic. And I think you can see in the book of Acts and in the New Testament that those people who care about something are the ones that the apostles engaged. And those of us who worked on this film have taken that as our model, that passionate engagement with a question, caring about it, even if you oppose intelligent design, means that you understand the significance of the question. So give me an angry, urgent, hostile audience anytime, because it means that they know that these things are important. And then we can have a discussion and engage the question, and the truth can emerge in a dialogue. So while it's never nice to be called names or to have opposition, frankly, I'm terrified when I walk into an auditorium and there's a handful of people there and they're all checking their watches, because they've lost that passion for truth. They've lost that passion for what matters. So I've got another group of regional premieres coming up, and I'm praying that we'll have good turnouts. It means that it matters to people.
Well, I'll tell you, it matters to people, and you're making a difference. You know, this is one of those issues that I think you might be able to give us a fresh perspective on. I've said many times pagans exercise their job description. They're going to be pagans. What else would they be? The real problem is Christians aren't exercising their job description to be equipped so that they can give answers and so that they can build lighthouses in the midst of the gathering storm. Talk about this idea that, boy, the culture is this, the culture is that. That's really not the issue. The Christian has to be equipped, because if we were salt and light, we can redeem the culture.
That's right. And I think American Christians, evangelical Christians, often have trouble loving God with their mind. They can go and sing a praise song, they can read scripture, and the emotional part of their faith is engaged, but their intellect has been left lying fallow. Well, God gave you a brain, God gave you a mind, and he gave you the command to love him with your mind. Yeah, science can be intimidating, but God gave us science. God gave us this curiosity about the world, and we're meant to love him with our mind. And when we do that, when we engage with our whole being with the world that God made, then we're much more effective spokespersons, people, to go out into the culture and perform that role that you've described as salt and light. So when I go to a lecture or, meet some people and I see them coming with really good materials and they're ready to talk about the issues right down to the nitty-gritty details, I'm happy, because then I know that they haven't neglected their brain, they haven't neglected their mind. They're trying to love God with their whole being and serve him with their whole being. So one of the things I love about your organization, Hank, and I'll put a plug in, I'm writing an article actually for the journal about this issue of development and evolution, is that it's not afraid to say your brain belongs to God. He gave it to you, and use it in his service. And that's one of the reasons I'm happy to associate with CRI and everything good that it does.
Well, thank you so much for those kind words. Is there anything else that you would like to say about metamorphosis that I might not have pinpointed?
Just that it won't take a lot of time out of your day. It's a 64-minute film. You can pop a bowl of popcorn, put your feet up, relax, and watch these beautiful creatures. They're photogenic, let me tell you, and they do such amazing things. There's scenes of courtship behavior and, gosh, you name it, it's there in the film. It's a way to sort of find the beauty of nature without too much trouble. So I would stress to people, it's not going to ask a lot for you to sit down and watch it, but you will definitely appreciate having done so.
Well, we appreciate you, and thank you so much for the tremendous amount of time you've given us on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. I know that you've touched the lives of people for time and for eternity. We deeply appreciate your work, and hold up your arms and pray for you.
Thank you so much. And it's been a real treat being on the program.
Bless you, my friend. And of course, we're talking about metamorphosis, the beauty and design of butterflies. It is a fantastic, astounding product that has been produced by Illustria Media. And I particularly, as the father of 12 children, appreciate metamorphosis because I've seen the impact. Kids, whether my youngest at 7 years old or my oldest, appreciate this in the same fashion. I mean, they see it through different eyes, but they all appreciate it to the same degree, I think. They see in it the beauty, the wonder of God's creation, and you're not left wondering whether God created. You know that God created, and that ultimately is what we want to communicate to a watching world. Again, this has to do with not a apologetic issue, the apologetic issue. How one views their origins ultimately will determine how they live their life. In an age in which philosophical naturalism is ruling the day, the evolutionary paradigm, you could hear it in the debates, the GOP, you had John Huntsman say, I mean, we can't walk away from evolution. We can't be anti-science. The fact of the matter is, evolution is anti-science. We need to get back to real science. Metamorphosis will help you, and in the process, you will be simply dazzled. You can order online at equip.org for your gift to the ministry. Again, you can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As always, pick up the phone, talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. My apologies to all the callers. This broadcast was devoted to metamorphosis because we want to put an equipping tool in your hands. You can check out all kinds of other equipping tools on the World Wide Web at equip.org. And remember, Monday through Friday, on a routine basis, we answer your questions. The number 888-ASK-HANK. So long for now.
Thanks for joining us for The Bible Answer Man with Hank Hanegraaff. On today's broadcast, we've mentioned several resources that will help equip you to defend the faith. To order products or listen to the broadcast online, go to our website at equip.org or call a resource consultant at 888-7000-274. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded by the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters. Butterflies are one of God's most amazing creations. Their wonder and mystery has captivated children and scientists alike. With their superbly engineered bodies, compound eyes made of thousands of individual lenses, wings covered with microscopic solar panels, as well as a navigational system, how could these extraordinary creatures come into being by blind, undirected processes? Metamorphosis, the beauty and design of butterflies, an exciting documentary DVD from Illustra Media, explores their world like never before. Metamorphosis combines spectacular photography with advanced computer animation to not only give you insights into the wonders of nature, but see it filled with purpose that can only come from an intelligent designer. Order Metamorphosis on DVD by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.
Now more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the current issue of the Christian Research Journal.
Hank Hanegraaff's cover article reveals the key to unlocking messianic prophecy. A common objection to Christianity is that the New Testament takes Old Testament prophecies out of context in applying them to Jesus Christ.
The answer lies squarely in understanding the role of typological prophecy in the Bible. Douglas Grotheis's summary critique of Rob Bell's controversial book Love Wins exposes the inconsistencies of Bell's ideas and his misinterpretation of Scripture in a way that is direct yet winsome. Other topics include a review of Todd Burpo's book, Heaven is for Real, What is the Unpardonable Sin?, the insightful Ask Hank column, and much more.
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI, or go online to equip.org.